Hello, welcome to the English News of Intel Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, today at the ongoing fourth session of the 15th National Assembly, legislators are scheduled to discuss in groups the draft law on protection of consumer rights revised and draft e-transaction law revised. The drafting of the e-transaction law revised is expected to cope with problems related to e-transactions and ensure transparency, security and safety on cyberspace and save time and cost for organizations and individuals in the implementation of e-transactions. The building of the law on protection of consumer rights revised aims to institutionalize the party and state's policies on completing the institution regarding the consumer's rights protection and dealing with shortcomings arising after the 12-year implementation of the existing law. The Vietnam International Agricultural Fair 2022 has just opened on the morning of November 2nd at Kinter Investment Trade Promotion and Exhibition Center. Chairman of Kinter City People's Committee Trương Việt Trường said that the 2022 Vietnam International Agricultural Fair held in Kinter City to promote the agricultural industry to continue developing sustainably. At the same time, it will be an effective condition and an important trade promotion channel facilitating localities, economic organizations, and business to seek business cooperation opportunities and expand consumption markets and export agricultural products. The fair will take place from today until the end of November 6th with more than 250 stalls of more than 100 units and businesses from 20 provinces and cities of Vietnam and other countries such as Indonesia, Philippines, Cambodia, Korea, India, and etc. Products and services are introduced and displayed, including machinery, equipment, agricultural materials, production lines, agro-industrial processing, post-harvest preservation techniques, and regional specialties. In addition, there are many specialized conferences, workshops, and many other programs. This afternoon, Kinter Department of Science and Technology held a workshop on applying technology for sustainable urban agricultural development with the participation of a lot of students of Kinter University. Workshop with the desire to have an overview of the situation of urban agricultural development in Kinter City. In that light, they provide technological solutions, equipment, and suitable models for the conditions of the city to develop urban agriculture in a sustainable direction. The workshop was attended by lecturers of Kinter University who shared their research experiences, and some companies introduced technological solutions to support agriculture, promoting digital agricultural platforms and agricultural IoT solutions. The working delegation of the Vietnam Red Cross Society had a meeting with Kinter Red Cross Society aims to share model of experiences and natural disaster risk reduction solutions based on nature in the city. In the first 9 months of the year, Kinter Red Cross Society coordinated to visit, encourage and support money and gifts for 10 households damaged by rain and thunderstorms in Cao Đao and Tha Lai districts with the amount of 22 million Vietnamese dong. The delegation came to visit and give gifts to 11 households affected by storm number 4 in the amount of 12 million dong in Tam Thanh Cư Mun, Tha Lai district. Besides, Kinter Red Cross Society has implemented campaigns to respond to the call of the Vietnam Red Cross Society supporting flood in the central region. We turn to brief news. According to the Ministry of Finance, increasing the base salary, pension and other benefits from 2023 will require about 60,000 billion dong. From November 1, 2022, Switchboard number 156 will receive spam reminders, spam calls, and cones a wood size of rock and transfer them to the police for handling. An 11th grader from the High School for the Gifted, Vietnam National University, Ho Chi Minh City, won the championship at the robot programming contest held in Singapore. The largest export market for Vietnamese enterprises is the U.S., accounting for nearly one-third of the total export value. 20% of newly discovered HIV infections are students. Nan Ge storm will weaken into a tropical depression within the following 48 hours. That's all for the International Japanese Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.